News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Almost 200 nurses are expected to gather in Sydney outside the Opera House to show solidarity for their Irish nursing colleagues back home who are going on strike. One of those, Laura Phillips, is a nurse living in Sydney. She joins me now on the line. Laura, good morning, or good afternoon, I suppose good evening I should say to you. Nurses there, you and your colleagues standing behind your Irish counterparts.
Yes, we are indeed. We've set up event tomorrow in the Opera House in Sydney. And I set this up just to send a message of support to all the Irish nurses working in the health system at home, because we know how challenging it is and we know the challenges they face. So we're sending a message as well to the government, to Simon Harris and to Leo, to say, give us a reason to come home. And that message, that reason, is the pay increase that we're fighting for, 12% pay increase. So we're hoping to get as many nurses tomorrow to represent that. The pay increase that we are fighting for is because the health professionals that we work with are getting paid €7,000 less than other members of our multidisciplinary team. And it's just not acceptable.
What is that the reason that you're not working in Ireland specifically? Had you worked here in the health system and left because of that pay differential?
I've been living here for 3.5 years in Sydney, and I left Ireland. I'd worked there for 2.5 years in a major teaching hospital in Dublin, and I was 25 years old, and absolutely, after 2 years, not a long time, I didn't feel 25, I felt a lot older. I was exhausted, I was so frustrated. I didn't feel, at that point is when I learned that I wasn't being paid equally to people that I worked with every single day. We all have our roles and responsibilities in the multidisciplinary team. And the fact that we are being paid less is just, it's just disempowering. It's insulting. We are highly skilled professionals, health professionals. And nursing changed drastically, obviously, over the past 20 years. And it's a big level of educational requirements now, and I just don't think it's been recognised. And that's why I left, because I actually couldn't do it anymore. My registration was on the line. I left work upset. So the message we're sending is we support the government and the recovery of the Irish health system, but we want a reason to go home. And I've read, you know, the tackling recruitment, the retention difficulties of nurses. That's directly linked to pay, and it's time we were listened to, and this is what we are asking for. It really isn't that much. Equal pay isn't a lot to ask for, especially with people we work with on a daily basis.
You mentioned exhaustion there when you were in the Irish hospital.
Yeah.
I'm struck, it's a kind of a separate issue from pay in a way, it's working conditions. I wonder, like, if they got the pay demand was acquiesced to by the government and you came back, do you not feel that, you know, you would be just as exhausted 2 years later? I just wonder, while pay is obviously a big issue, how much of the problem is working conditions as opposed to pay?
Well, no, that's a good question to ask, because the reason, so pay needs to be recognised for our set of skills that we have. That's the first issue. The crisis that the government is having is staff retainment. They can't keep nurses in Ireland working. And these are conditions that affect you on the ward. So it's a domino effect. So nurses are leaving constantly. Staff retention, because staffing shortages on a daily basis. I have a lot of friends in Ireland working as nurses, and I hear the exact same stories I heard 3 years ago when I left or hit Delphi. So I've been asked that question before. How does a few extra dollars in my pocket help or entice me to come home? But it's a domino effect. And the health system is in a crisis, and these are the ways to improve it.
Yeah, Laura Phillips, thanks a million for that. We'll leave it there. Laura is a nurse, as I said, based in Sydney, helping to organise that strike. About 200 nurses expected to strike in solidarity with their colleagues here in Ireland.